Good afternoon. This is Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Joe Martin, and I'm excited to welcome a very special guest of the Manufacturer and Business Association today, Dr. Ken Louie, Director of the Economic Research Institute of Erie and Associate Professor of Economics at Penn State Erie, the Barron College. Dr. Louie is here to discuss the statistics and trends that are expected to impact the economic outlook for 2024. Dr. Louie, welcome, and I know the MBA is looking forward to your economic outlook impact presentation on December 7th in Erie, but this is a great snapshot of what to expect today.
Yes, thank you very much, Joe. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
All right, Dr. Louie, let's get started. How would you describe the outlook for the U.S. economy as we begin 2024?
Well, the U.S. economy has actually shown a remarkable degree of resilience. For example, so far this year, the U.S. economy has added over 1.8 million jobs. Now, that averages to about over 200,000 new jobs per month. And at the same time, the U.S. unemployment rate has remained below 4% throughout the first 9 months of this year. So the U.S. labor market has remained very strong, and this is despite the fact that the Federal Reserve has been pursuing a rather aggressive monetary policy of pushing up interest rates in order to try to slow down the pace of inflation. Although the Fed hasn't yet achieved its target inflation rate of 2%, this monetary tightening has so far brought the annual increase in the consumer price index back down to about 3.7% without any significant negative impact on employment. And in fact, just this morning, the government released its latest statistics on the CPI, the consumer price index, and that shows that it also increased by the same amount, 3.7% on a 12-month basis up to September, the same rate that prevailed in August. So that means that inflation does appear to be stabilizing. So if these trends continue, if inflation continues to moderate, and if the labor market remains strong, then the U.S. economy is pretty poised to have a bright outlook for 2024. And indeed, the Fed may very well achieve the so-called soft landing, that elusive goal that it's trying to achieve. Now, of course, there are still many challenges. We face many, many uncertainties here and abroad. So these unexpected domestic as well as global economic and political events may very well affect the economy. So we would have to keep a close eye on these developing issues and events.
Dr. Louie, looking ahead, U.S. economic growth is expected to average 1.5% from 2.1% this year. What does your research show?
Yes, we look at a wide range of projections by some of the major organizations that make such forecasts. And there seems to be a fairly strong consensus regarding the trajectory of U.S. economic growth in the near term. So, for example, the U.S. Federal Reserve Board, our monetary authority, along with Federal Reserve Bank presidents, they make forecasts. We also look at forecasts by the International Monetary Fund, which monitors economies across the world. And also we look at forecasts made by professional forecasters as part of a survey done by the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. So all of these are highly prominent forecasting organizations, and they all seem to indicate that U.S. real gross domestic product, what we call real GDP, which essentially is the output of the entire economy, that is likely to grow by about 2.1% this year and by about 1.5% next year. So there is somewhat of a slowing down next year, but at least it's still in the positive territory. Now, it's also noteworthy that the 2.1% growth rate projected for 2023 is higher than what the Fed and the International Monetary Fund had originally forecast at the end of last year. And this reflects their recognition that the U.S. economy is indeed currently still quite strong.
Dr. Louis, what about the regional economic outlook? How does it compare with the state and nation for 2023?
Yes, that's a great question because we're all interested in how national forces eventually filter down to our local, you know, regional economy. So in terms of economic output, again, what we call real GDP, the Erie economy has rebounded quite nicely after the COVID-19 pandemic. Erie's economy grew by about 3.4% in 2021 after having fallen by over 6% in 2020 because of the pandemic. Now, we won't have more recent statistics on the growth of output at the local level until later. These statistics are usually delayed because they're rather complicated to compile. So we won't get new numbers for 2022 until later this year in December, and we won't get numbers for 2023 until next year. However, we can look at historical experience, and our historical experience suggests that the Erie regional economy tends to lag somewhat behind the state and the national economy. So if you look at what's been happening at the state level and at the national level, as I indicated before, the growth rate has been about 2% in the nation. And in the state of Pennsylvania, it has been about 1% as of 2022. So given that the state and national economies are growing at between 1% to 2%, that probably represents the upper limit on the growth of the Erie economy. So we can expect in the near term for the local economy to grow by slightly less than 1% to 2%.
Experts also project unemployment rate to not go higher than 4.1%, only a small amount higher than 4% in 2022. What is your assessment of the employment rate? What are you seeing at the local level?
Yes, also a very important question. As I indicated earlier, the U.S. labor market remains quite strong. And furthermore, despite the Fed's contractionary monetary policy to try to control inflation, the median forecast by the Fed Board of Governors, along with the Federal Reserve Bank presidents, their median forecast is for the U.S. unemployment rate to remain relatively low at about 4.1% next year. The survey by the Philadelphia Fed shows similar results. They project an unemployment rate to be about 4.0% next year. At the local level, we're also seeing the unemployment rate trend downwards. It is now down to about 4.2%. It had been 4.9% a year ago. So things are moving in the right direction. On the flip side, if we look at employment rather than unemployment, employment data suggests that the Erie economy is still continuing to recover from the pandemic. The total non-farm employment level is currently at about 97% of the pre-pandemic employment level here locally. So we're moving in the right direction, but we still have a ways to go.
Dr. Louis, what key areas or current issues should we be keeping our eyes on when it comes to the economic forecast for 2024?
I think there are both domestic areas and issues of concern, and as well, there are international issues that we need to keep an eye on. So domestically, I think the key areas or issues to watch out for include the following. The Federal Reserve has tried to maintain a stable rate of inflation, indeed, to try to bring it back down to more manageable levels. And so we need to keep our eyes on this evolving Federal Reserve policy. At its latest meeting in September, the Fed decided to keep the benchmark interest rate that they use unchanged. They had been raising that benchmark rate quite a few times over the last year and a half, but they decided to hold it constant in September. So it remains to be seen whether they will keep that stable benchmark interest rate or whether they'll start back to pushing them up again. So Fed policy would be one thing. Secondly, I think the ongoing debates within Congress, as well as the debates between Congress and the president over fiscal policy. We've all read in the news about the intense discussions that are taking place. So that's something to keep an eye on. And finally, 2024 is a major election year. So another thing to watch out for are the potential shifts in fiscal as well as other economic policies after the 2024 election. At the global level, the key issues I think to watch out for include things that have potential repercussions on the U.S. economy. So these would be things like the continuing war between Russia and Ukraine, as well as the latest violence that erupted in the Middle East. Secondly, international trade and related disputes between the U.S. and other countries, including China. And finally, many parts of the world are actually slowing down. So we need to keep an eye out for the consequences when other countries experience an economic slowdown. How will that affect the U.S. economy? So those are some of the things that I think are important to look out for, both domestically and globally.
Dr. Louis, is there anything else you would like to add today?
No, I think we've covered a lot of ground. I appreciate you inviting me and giving me the opportunity to offer some of my thoughts and observations. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Louis. That was very informative as always. And to learn more about the 2024 economic forecast, make sure to register for the MBA's Economic Outlook Impact Luncheon on December 7th at the MBA Conference Center in Erie at mbausa.org. This is Joe Martin for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.